Today in the community spotlight, it is the Studio Theater in Perth and Agatha Christie's Black Coffee, directed by our guest today, Gray Masson. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. It's Agatha Christie, first off. You know it's going to be a good production. Perth Studio Theater, you know it's going to be a good production.
Thank you.
How did you yourself get involved with the Studio Theater, sir?
I answered an audition call. They were looking for, back then, 10, 12 years ago, we were always looking for men to get involved. If you were male and alive, you pretty much got a part. So I loved acting and I came out and just the theater's fantastic. So I just never left.
You say you loved acting. Had you done it before?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All over. Arnprior, Carlton Place.
What is it about it that appeals to you?
I suppose in my case, it appeals to my ego to be the center of attention, frankly. But it's fun. It's just everybody that's involved is interesting. They're fun. They're passionate. And when it all comes together and the audience loves it, it just feels like you've really done something fun and good.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the production itself. It is called Black Coffee. You're directing it. And as we mentioned, it's an Agatha Christie play.
Right. And it opens April 4th and runs to April 14th. The Thursday and Friday night each week is at 7 p.m. And the Saturday and Sunday are both matinees at 2. Did I say 7 p.m. or 7:30?
I'm not exactly sure.
It's 7:30 p.m. on the Thursday and Friday and 2 on the weekends. It's, as you might expect from Agatha Christie, it's the first play she ever wrote. And it's got enough red herrings that if you put them in a barrel, you could get a cliche. But it's good fun, and it's Hercule Poirot, and it just works. It just works.
It's obviously it's a mystery, Hercule Poirot, that's what he does, but is there a little bit of humor injected in there too?
She tries, we try. Yep, it's there. It's, if you think it's funny, it is.
Yeah, okay, well there you go. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go wrong with a Hercule Poirot plot, that is for sure. And getting this to the stage, that involves a lot of people every single time one of these productions is put on. So maybe talk to us a little bit about the people involved in putting this on.
Sure. Oh, you're right. It does take an awful lot of people. And this one has a cast of 10. And 3 of those people play 2 different parts. So we could have had 13. And on our stage, that's an awful lot of people. So we've got some great actors. We've got Anna Marie Paulus is producing, and just Jacqueline Ramsey's come back to do some stage managing, and Lee Gibson is assistant director. Then we've got a huge front of house group. We've got set constructors, set dressers, costume people. Of course, with 10 people playing 13 different parts in the 1930s, the costumes are... they're not something I'd like to take on, and props and so on. It's all good fun, and just a whole lot of people, and everybody is interested, and they're all happy to be part of it.
Lot of good people coming together.
Yes, exactly.
And the theater is always looking for volunteers, and you mentioned right off the top there how 10, 12 years ago, they were always looking for men. I know that there are more men who are involved now, but I mean, you'll take anybody who wants to get involved.
Oh, absolutely. If you want to get involved, we want you to want to have you. And there, as you say, there are more men. Enough guys saw me on stage and said, well, I can do that. That a lot of men started to come out and audition, but there never seems to be enough.
And people need to realize that it's not just volunteering to be on the stage. You mentioned the costumes. You mentioned the set construction, the front of house, the lighting, all that stuff. They need people to help with that. Even if people want to learn how to do this, this is a great environment to do that. Pick up a hobby.
You're a great ambassador for us. That's exactly right. It's, you don't have to have any special knowledge, and you don't have to be interested in being on stage. Lots of people want to be involved and never be seen. And we need them as much as we need people on stage.
Have you directed before?
I've directed a few times, yes.
And what about directing? Do you like, obviously it's a different animal than when you're acting, but so what is it about it that you enjoy?
I like it. Well, first of all, and again, directing is takes a lot of time, so there's often a shortage of directors, so I like that the play gets done. I like being able to work with people and come to an agreement on what we should do, and I try not to be dictatorial about it because I don't understand everything myself. People bring all sorts of different ideas. It's just, but you are the one that's kind of in charge of what goes on stage. So if you don't like this one, blame me.
Perfect. Okay, well, give us the details one more time. When it opens, when it runs until, and when people can go see it.
Okay, thank you. It's April 4th and 5th at 7:30 p.m. Sheesh. And then the 6th and 7th at 2 p.m. And then the following weekend, the same thing, Thursday and Friday at 7:30 and Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m.
All right. And to get tickets, just right at the door.
At the door, or you can go to tickets, please.
.ca. Perfect. Yeah. And that's a great, easy way to do it. I got tickets there this morning, as a matter of fact. It's a very easy process.
It is. They've really got it down.
Yes, they do. And so do the people at the Perth Studio Theatre when it comes to putting on excellent productions. Great. Just a pleasure to have you in, and great to speak with you, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. And I really appreciate everything you've said about us and do for us.
No problem at all. My pleasure. Gray Masson is the director of Black Coffee, Agatha Christie production that is coming up. It is going to be opening April 4th. We'll have all the details for you on our website, planarchleadstoday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening.